すみません、この本はいくらですか？
こちらは1000円です。
クレジットカードでお願いします。
すみません、こちらは現金のみです。
わかりました。1万円札でも大丈夫ですか？
はい、お釣りは9000円になります。
Welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that helps you to speak Japanese more naturally and fluently. And I'm your host, Alex, and we are joined by the amazing Ami Sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Genki?
Hi, genki desu. Alex san wa.
Ano ne, saikin kaze.
Oh no.
Kaze to zensoku.
Ara.
Taihen.でも
お大事に
ありがとうございます。ちょっとレモンティーを飲んで回復中です。
はい、頑張って回復してください。
頑張ります。
はい。
Anyway, dear listener, welcome. You are listening to the lesson version of the podcast where we teach you some useful phrases, grammar and vocabulary to improve your spoken Japanese. SoAmiya Sensei, what are we talking about today?
So in today's lesson, we're going to talk about handling money in Japan.
Ooh.
We'll focus on Japanese vocabulary related to different ways to pay money, such as using a credit card or cash. And then we'll also talk about the cultural norms and etiquette of handling money in Japan.
Money, money, money.
Da, 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 da.
I can't remember the rest of the words.
Me,
yes.
Me either. Something like makes the world go round or something.
Money makes the world go round, the world
no,
go
that's
round.
Another song.
That's another song. Ancient songs from my childhood.
Ancient. Ancient.
Ancient meaning ancient. Late 70s, early 80s.
Ancient Egypt.
Ancient Egypt. Well, for some of the listeners, some of the younger listeners, it might as well be ancient Egypt for them.
Yeah.
For you young spring chickens.
That is. Not me.
Not me. Oh.
It's a rich man's world.
Dun, 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 dun. So, right? Dear listener, money is the name of the game. Oh, how does that rap go? Hang on. Everything counts in large amounts. Anyway.
Okay, I don't know that one.
I forget who that was. Anyway, so yeah, we're talking about money. And the reason I wanted to do a podcast on money is because when you're talking about banking or paying money, some of the verbs and vocabulary you use aren't that obvious. Like you learn basic verbs that we're going to talk about today. But some of the kanji and some of the phrases are a little bit tricky to learn. So today we're just going to do basic vocabulary for handling money in Japanese. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Cool. So, as always, you heard a dialogue at the beginning of the podcast. Let's have a listen to that dialogue again. And then afterwards, Ami Sensei and I will break it down for you. すみません。この本はいくらですか?
こちらは1000円です。
クレジットカードでお願いします。
すみません、こちらは現金のみです。
わかりました。1万円札でも大丈夫ですか?
はい、お釣りは9000円になります。
Okay, so Ami Sensei, what was the first sentence?
The first sentence was, すみません、この本はいくらですか? So, すみません、of course, means, excuse me,And, well, in this context. And then, この本はいくらですか? So, この is this, and then we want to follow it with a noun. 本. 本 is book. 和 is the particle that points to the topic of the sentence. So, essentially, meaning something like as for. So, この本は as for this book. いくら? How?Much and this is, and then ka makes it a question. So, how much is this book? Excuse me, how much is this book? すみません、この本はいくらですか?
Okay, just for fun, Ami sensei, how do you say "この本はいくらですか?" in Osaka Ben?
Okay. すみません。この本はなんぼですか?
Yeah, right.
Although I probably would just say, この本はいくらですか? いくらですか? Not いくらですか? いくらですか?
We right, we want to use, but we want to use deep Osaka Ben, so yeah. なんぼ.
Yeah. So yeah, if you wanted to use deep Osaka Ben, you don't even need ですか.
right.
この本なんぼ?
なんぼ.
Yes.
Right.
So.
And then...The shopkeeper or the bookshop staff said,
こちらは千円です。So, こちら is a polite version of これ、this. こちらは、there's that particle again, as for. So, as for this, 千円です。千 is 1,000, and N, of course, is the Japanese currency. Now,We say en, not yen, even though in English it's written yen. So, 千円 です, of course, stating it is. So, this is 1,000 yen.
And the next sentence is something I use a lot on a daily basis, and that was...
クレジットカードでお願いします。Oh, gee.クレジットカード. It's going to be hard to translate.
Can you guess what that means? Yes. Right.
So, credit card, クレジットカード. で, so で is another particle, and it means something like by means of or via something. So, you know, in this case, クレジットカードで means by credit card or with credit card. And then we had お願いします, which means...Please. So, please, I'd like to pay with a credit card.
クレジットカードでお願いします can be a bit of a mouthful. So, sometimes in the convenience store, I'll say カードで。
カードで。Yes. That is like the most natural, most local way of saying
right.
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then...I said, すみません、こちらは現金のみです。すみません、こちらは現金のみです。So, すみません again, but this time it means, I'm so sorry. So earlier it meant, excuse me, and this time it's more like, I'm so sorry. こちらは, so こちら again, means this, and then は, as for this,現金のみです。現金 is cash. のみ means only. And then です is. So this is cash only. And then Alex said,
わかりました。一万円札でも大丈夫ですか?
So わかりました means, okay, understood. Or I see.
一万円札でも大丈夫ですか?
So, 一万円札。一万円 is 10,000 yen. And 札 is a bill. So,
一万円札 10,000 yen bill.
でも is more like, it's like even if, or is it okay if it is?A 10,000 yen bill, 大丈夫, of course. Okay, ですか, is it? So, is it okay if it is even a 10,000 yen bill? Hope that made sense. And then, the last sentence was,
はい、お釣りは9,000円になります。はい,
so yes, お釣り is change, はAgain, is that particle that points to the topic of the sentence. So as for change,
9,000円になります。9,000円
is 9,000 yen. になります。So, になります。に is a particle. And it's saying it is going to become So it is going to be 9,000 yen for change.
Fantastic. Awesome explanation. Thank you, Ami-sensei.
Yeah.
So hopefully that dialogue made a bit more sense. Have another listen if you want, so you can practice your listening. So, Ami-sensei.
Hi.
I have a question. Can you teach us some basic verbs related to paying money and using money?
Yes, absolutely. Let's look at the verb to pay, which is 払う. And 払う is what's called the dictionary form of the verb, and is usually used in casual conversation. So when talking to someone in a shop, you can use the polite form, which is 払います. So the mas form. And you may have also heard 支払う, which also means to pay, but this is usually used in more formal contexts, like paying a bill or an invoice. So the polite form of this would be 支払います.
And I can attest to the fact that usually with work, I tend to see the word 支払います, rather than just 払う. In documents, so like when I'm paying an invoice or doing some kind of business transaction, it tends to be 支払います rather than 払います.
Yeah, and you might also see an o in front of it, so お支払い, if maybe they're saying payment, お支払い.
That's a really good point, yeah. So usually when you're talking to a customer, you'd say お支払い.
Yes, お支払い.
お支払い, yeah. Which means payment, and a very polite way of saying it.
Yeah.
But usually, if you're just talking to your friends and family, you're going to say 払う, right?
Yep. So let's look at a useful grammatical structure, which is something something or 払う, which means to pay something. So, for example, お金を払う, to pay money. So お金, money. O is that particle again between the noun and the verb, and 払う, to pay. And then we have お勘定を払う or チェックを払う. So お勘定 is probably more common and means to pay the bill. お勘定 is bill at a restaurant. So お勘定を払う, チェックを払う means to pay the bill or pay the check at a restaurant. Now, when you want to talk about how to pay, you can use something something で払う. And で is a particle, which means by means of or via. For example, 現金で払う. 現金 is cash. で, by means of, 払う. Will pay or I'll pay. So, I'll pay by cash. 現金で払う. And of course, you heard in the dialogue, クレジットカードで払う. I'll pay by credit card. クレジットカード, credit card, で, by means of, 払う, pay. And again, this is the very casual form, 払う. And polite form is 払います. Now, recently, more and more people are using cashless payment systems, such as IC cards, or mobile payment apps. In that case, you can just use the name of the payment app or method and say, Suica de harau, I'll pay by Suica card.
Suica card is the IC card you use usually for JR trains.
Right.
But not just trains, you can also use it to pay at convenience stores. You can use them in some taxis, I think.
That's so convenient,
it's
right?
It's super, super convenient. You can't use them absolutely everywhere. Like, I don't think you can use a Suica in most big department stores, but you can use them in convenience stores and, yeah, nice. And like I said, taxis. So Suica cards are super, super useful.
And then there's also PayPay. PayPay de harau. So PayPay is a cashless payment system or app that allows you to buy things using your cell phone.
And there's recently an increasing number of mobile payment apps. So there's like Rakuten Pay.
Mm.
Obviously, there's also Apple Pay as well, Google Pay,
mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of new cashless apps that are coming online. PayPay is a relatively recent one, but it seems to be very popular in Japan at the moment. And I think the only difference is it displays a barcode on the screen of your mobile phone, and then the cashier scans it, and that's how you pay.
Easy, huh?
Yeah. I think Suica or what do you call it? They say Tachi. So the credit cards where you can just touch the machine are the easiest ways at least for me to pay. Yeah.
Nice. I just still think PayPay is such a funny name.
Yeah, PayPay. Yeah, yeah. It's it's a relatively PayPay shimasu. Yeah, it's a relatively recent app. I think the other one is like Rakuten Pay. That's another one that everyone's using. But I think PayPay is like the most popular cashless payment system. Obviously, you can use credit cards as well, as we said before, and also cash.
Can tourists use PayPay?
So, I guess so. Yeah, I guess if you can download the app, I guess you can, yeah. I guess if you can top up the app, then you can use it.
Right. Cool.
Well, one thing you should be aware of is with the Suica cards, I don't know what the current status is, but there was a shortage of Suica cards because there weren't enough IC chips, and it was hard for tourists to get Suica cards. But what they're doing now is people are now using Suica cards on their iPhones. So I actually have an iPhone with a Suica card on
it.
Okay,
so you don't have to actually
now
get the physical card.
You don't have to get the physical card. And I think JR in the future is going to switch to mobile-only Suica cards in the future.
Mm.
So that's...
Cool.
Yeah, it's because everybody has a mobile phone.
Yes, even my grandma.
Even your grandma? Does she have a smartphone or like a flip phone?
I don't
phone?
Think she has a smartphone. But who knows? Maybe she does now.
By the way, just a quick side note. How do you say flip phone in Japanese?
Paka paka?
Paka paka. Or do you know garake?
Oh, garake. Yes, garake. Yes. Garake.
Do you know why it's garake?
Something about Galapagos, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. So this is hilarious.
But I don't remember why. Is it because, like, nobody lives there or?
Yeah, basically, now these days, like, no one uses flip phones anymore. But they used to be very popular. And
right,
so
right,
if
right.
you use a flip phone, it's kind of like you live on a, you know, small isolated island that's evolved in its own kind of way, different from the rest of the world. I think that's one reason they call it
so
garake.
Funny, whoever came up with it.
I know, yeah.
Pretty funny. Cool.
So, Ami-sensei.
Hi.
Let's talk about the cultural differences between, say, I don't know, the US, Europe, and Japan when it comes to handling money. Do you have any cultural advice or etiquette tips when it comes to handling money in Japan?
Yes, I do have a few. I've got a list here. So I know we just talked about, you know, cards and cashless payment systems. And, you know, even though more people are using credit cards and those apps, Japan is still a cash-based society, so cash is king. So I'd say be ready with cash, as some smaller restaurants or shops don't accept credit cards.
Yeah, definitely the small mom-and-pop shops, especially also in more rural areas, don't accept credit cards, so be ready to carry cash with you.
Yeah.
Although, like, you know, you're right, Ami-sensei, more and more people are using cashless apps, but definitely you will need cash if you're visiting Japan. I'd agree. Yeah.
And the money tray.
The money tray?
It's not a huge deal, but, you know, when you're paying with, even credit card. But, you know, it probably started a while back. When you're paying with cash or card, there'll be a small tray to put your money in. So, you know, rather than handing them the money, right, to them directly, you want to place your money or card onto the tray when you pay.
Mm. It's not in absolutely every single situation, but generally mm-hmm. speaking, you usually yeah. use that little plastic tray. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll, you know, if you are expecting change, they'll put your change in the tray too.
And then you'll take it. I find in the convenience store, things are a bit more casual and it's usually more common for the person to drop the money directly into your hand. But in most other shops, I find that they use the ceremonial money tray, as I like to mm-hmm. call it. Yeah. So use the tray when it's put in front of you. Yeah.
If it's there. Yes. Yeah. Definitely use it. And yeah, speaking of like paying, you want to use two hands to be polite when you're receiving or giving money or your credit card, because that's considered more polite. When you're giving and receiving your, you know, business cards.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Right? Definitely use two hands when exchanging business cards. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yes. It's like a must.
Sign of respect, I guess. Yeah.
So this, ne? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Sensei, let me ask you about tipping.
Okay.
Japan has a huge tipping culture, right?
Right? No, right?
Wrong.
Wrong. Me.
No.
No tipping.
No yes, tipping.
It absolutely does not have a culture of tipping. So no need for you to leave tips at a restaurant or using a taxi or anywhere, really.
It's so nice not to have to do a...
It's so nice.
It's so nice not to have to do a mental math test at the end of your meal.
Right. And, you know, you can budget very accurately, right? How much you're going to need.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, it can be considered rude if you hand somebody a tip. Like, you know, the best advice here is no tipping.
No tipping.
Nobody is expecting you to tip. And I've got one more tip everybody. And that is money in envelopes. So for special events like weddings, funerals too, it's customary to place money in a specially decorated envelope called goshugi bukuro, or just, you know, if it's, of course, a funeral, not goshugi bukuro, but we place money in them and we give them to the hosts.
Yeah, so I get, yeah, special events. So weddings, funerals, otoshidama?
Otoshidama, yeah, for New Year's.
New Year's money gifts to your children or nephews or nieces, your young kids in your family. You'll put it in an envelope.
So desu ne.
I guess, like, generally speaking, when handling money, Japanese people tend to do it in a respectful and...
Respectful and discreet.
And discreet
way,
kind of, yeah, that's a good word, discreet. Mm. Yeah, when handling large amounts of money, it's not very polite to just wave it around everywhere and just, you know, throw it down on the counter. You handle it discreetly and politely and carefully and formally. Yeah. So that there's definitely a certain etiquette to handling money.
Yeah.
And
for
so
sure.
it's not done in a very flashy or casual kind of way. So mm-hmm. you might just want to be a little just be careful when handling money like that.
Yeah. And I think just in general, it's respect for the money itself too. So not just for the person, but it's also because money is, you know, is precious. And and that's partly why we say okane instead of kane.
Yeah, you put the honorific o. So
yes.
Okane is, you know, not a good translation, but, you know, honorable money. So you're being respectful
yes.
to money. Right. So there's definitely, I mean, obviously, apart from the vocabulary and grammar you learned today, there's also the cultural aspect too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the easy way to think about this is when in doubt, just copy what everyone else around you is doing.
That's right? Yeah, yes. Right?
So there's less of a feeling of, how can I put this, bling in Japan when it comes to money. You're a bit more kind of held back. You're a bit more shy, I think, when handling
your
money.
Your bling.
Yeah. Yo!
Your bling, bam, bam, boom.
Brim, bam, boom, brim, bam, boom, brim, bam, boom.
I'm so glad you know it.
Well, but so that's very interesting. So there you go. There's the vocabulary, grammar, and culture surrounding money. I hope you learned some new phrases and a little bit more about the culture and etiquette of handling money in Japan. That's it for this week. Thank you, Ami-sensei, for teaching us interesting money Japanese.
Yeah.
And don't forget, for premium members, you can get downloadable PDF show notes that explain everything in detail, plus an extra practice audio drill. You also get another premium podcast, which includes another dialogue, grammar, and vocabulary related to this lesson. You can find more details about that if you click the premium membership link at the top of our website at learnjapanesepod.com. So everyone, thank you for listening. Keep practicing and using your Japanese a little every day, and I promise you will make progress. So see you next time. Mata ne.
Mata ne.